Lily. Thanks for calling us.
I have a question about the B12, B1 injections that you frequently mention.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that one? Are they mixed together, or is it two separate injections?
No, ma'am.
How does one...
They mix together perfectly well, and they won't mess each other up.
Okay. I'm currently doing a B12, methylcobalamin injection, mm-hmm. and speaking with my nurse practitioner about it.
Okay.
And neither one of us can find where to get the B1 other than what the compounding pharmacy called an expensive commercial formula.
You might try a very big pharmacy in California. They have two branches, the A and the B branch, whatever that means in FDA lingo, so they can probably refer you to the right place. They're called McGuff, MC, capital G-U-F-F, Pharmaceuticals. And as I say, they have those two branches. The one might have to refer you to the other because I don't know. I don't know any of them in person. They don't pay me a thing. I just know that when okay. we have trouble finding something, we can often, not always, but we can often find it at McGuff.
Okay. Yeah, because my compounding pharmacy didn't seem to, first of all, didn't really recognize what I was talking about. And, that was, you know, they had to do a little bit of research and said, well, they're, you know, it doesn't come as B12, B1, you know, mixed together.
No,
you have
it
to buy them
does.
Separately and mix them.
Correct.
And that the B1 was very expensive.
That's a bit weird, so, man, because we have not heard that back from anyone that has used it. Got to admit, there's only two or three people perhaps every few months that need it, but we don't hear back anything about high prices. So anyway, contact McGuff.
Okay, and are they, I mean, what, I know it's, what am I trying to say here? I know it would have to come through a compounding pharmacy or a prescription, because you can't go and buy this stuff off the shelf.
That's correct, but you wouldn't have to have it through a compounding pharmacy. Your nurse practitioner could write a prescription. If she's allowed to do
okay.
that by the state of Washington, she can write a prescription, and
yes.
then it can be mailed to you.
Perfect. Okay, I will do some research on McGuff. And would you think that there would be at all the same response from the body if you were to use the B12 injection and a B1 oral tablet?
No, ma'am, not unless you happen to be, premenopausal, because most premenopausal ladies,
no.
Their tummies are still making the factor that grabs B12 and pulls it into the body. But the older we
right.
get after that, the less that's likely. I'm sorry, that's just nature and creation.
Well, I understand that about the B12, but is the B1 the same thing?
No, but if you're going to put them in the same shot.
Right, I understand that, but I just wondered, you know, as long as I've already got some supply here of the injectable B12, you know, would taking a B1 supplement orally be of benefit also?
I'm a little slow, ma'am. I should have thought of that. You're absolutely correct. It could. And funny thing, but
okay.
I have heard of people taking as much as 1,000 milligrams of B12 in one day. Why? Well, this lady who owned a health food store in Alaska says she nearly sells out of B1 every summer because there's a little bit of sulfur in there, and when people swallow a gram a day, the mosquitoes won't bite them because they don't like the sulfur smell. How do you like that?
Okay. All right, very good. That answers my question. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Ammon. Thank you for calling. I hope everybody got the word there about maybe a way to keep mosquitoes off. And that wasn't the point of the question, but that's what the lady at the health food store told me. So she sells out. People don't buy stuff like that unless it's working.